This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 310 for Monday, March 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker Monday as global uncertainty over the COVID-19 coronavirus weighed on prices across the board. Canola is down by $4 to $8, May down $4.80 at $448.80 per ton. Efforts to stop the spread of the virus continue to ramp up, with the unprecedented nature of the worldwide response leading to a bearish tone in the equity and commodity markets. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were also weaker, putting spillover pressure on canola. However, the canola market did manage to end off its session lows, with oversold price sentiment and weakness in the Canadian dollar providing some support. Soybeans in Chicago were down sharply today as the coronavirus-related selling weighed on prices and traders bailed out of long positions and moved to the sidelines. The May contract is down 27 cents at $8.22 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of 436,000 tons were the lowest of the marketing year to date, with no shipments to China in the latest week. However, total exports during the crop year to date are still running slightly ahead of last year. Brazil's soybean harvest is moving along at just over half done, with newly harvested supplies from that country displacing U.S. beans on the global market. The U.S. Federal Reserve dropped interest rates to near zero over the weekend in an effort to prop up the economy in the face of the COVID-19 crisis. Corn futures there also caught up in the broad selling pressure today. May corn down 11 cents at $3.55 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of just under a million tons were solid, helping temper the declines to some extent. Mexico and Japan were both major buyers. Wheat futures are mixed, with Minneapolis spring wheat the lone spot of green on the charts today. Minneapolis wheat up 3 cents in the May contract at $5.11 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in May at $4.23 per bushel. And Chicago also down 8 cents in the May contract at $4.98 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections came in at about 450,000 tons. That was down slightly from the previous week, but up from the same week a year ago. Total U.S. wheat shipments during the marketing year to date of 19.7 million tons are well ahead of the 18 million tons shipped during the same time last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 16th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.